if for something that doesn't even exist. Time travel shows a lot of staying power. I mean, listen to this.
Jesus, Doc, you disintegrated Einstein.
Calm down, Marty. I didn't disintegrate anything. The molecular structure of both Einstein and the car are completely intact.
Where the hell are they?
The appropriate question is, when the hell are they? You see, Einstein has just become the world's first time traveler. I sent him into the future.
Time, the fourth dimension. The ultimate mystery. The ultimate prison. Time fleeing away from us like sand escaping from a ruptured hourglass. Fleeing, flying, fading away. Leaving us with all our yesterdays, all our stillborn plans and ambitions. Nothing but wreckage on the vast and indifferent sea of time. But I have sailed that sea, charted those unchartable depths. Call me the time traveler, for that is what I am.
If physicist Ronald Mallett is right, time travel might one day be as universally accepted as cell phones and spaceflight. Mallett says the whole concept is based on Einstein's theory of relativity, so even the most dubious scientist should take the possibility of travel through time seriously. He told Anne Strangechamps, all you need is something to bend the fabric of space. And Mallett thinks he's got just the thing. Light.
What Einstein's theory tells us is that not only matter can affect space and time, but energy. Light does not have matter. Well, in fact, just by its name. But light has energy. So that means that light can affect space and time just like matter can. There is a device that's called a laser, which is a highly intense thin beam of light. And what I have suggested is that since Einstein's theory says that time can be affected by light as well as by matter, that if you have a light beam that is circulating, like, for example, suppose that you have a set of mirrors that you just can cause the light beam to just sort of move around in a circle, okay? Mm-hmm. You can arrange things so that that can happen. Now, what will happen is that this light beam will create a gravitational field. This gravitational field will actually cause a twisting of space. To give you an analogy of what that's like, is that suppose you have a cup of coffee and you pour your cream into it and you stir it, okay? If you think of the coffee itself as being space, well, this light beam is going to cause space to just swirl around. And in addition to that...
So the light beam is like the spoon?
Exactly. The light beam is like the spoon. And it will cause space to twist around. And if you put anything into space, you would get the odd effect of anything that was in empty space would get dragged around by the circulating light beam. Okay. And now, what I have shown is that not only does this twisting of space occur, but a twisting of time occurs. We think of time normally as, you can think of it as a straight line. For example, a line that goes from the past. You can think of another point on the line that's the present. And then at the end of the line, you can think of it as being the future. That's the way we normally think of time intuitively. Now, imagine that you were able to twist that line. You were able to take that line and make it a circle.
Mm-hmm.
So that now you could see what could happen. You could go from the past to the present to the future. But now since this line is now a circle, that means you could go from the future into the past. And so this circulating light beam would cause a twisting of space and a twisting of time and would cause time to close into a loop. And this closing of time into a loop, in fact, these closed loops of time are what physicists mean when they talk about time travel into the past. That's represented by closed loops in time so that you could go from the future into the past.
How real could this be? I mean, it's a great theory. The images are beautiful and exciting. But, I mean, could this actually work?
Well, the thing is that one could verify it in stages. In other words, the first prediction, which doesn't require as much energy, is will it cause a twisting of space? Because these things are connected. And that, in fact, is something that at the University of Connecticut we're presently going to be trying to write up a proposal to verify. That is to say, there are types of devices called photonic crystals. These are crystals that can trap and channel light. These are real crystals that exist. The theory of these things have been worked out in the 90s, and it's still an exploding field. It eventually will enter into computers and so on. But in any case, my theory, and this was published a couple of years ago, shows that the circulating light should cause little particles, like, for instance, neutrons, which are little teeny spinning gyroscope-type particles, that if they are in this circulating light beam, they should get twisted around in the empty space created by the light beam.
So you can actually test this to see whether the neutrons really are moving forward or back in time.
That's right. So it will be possible to verify this by using, and it's what's nice is that we have this current technology, like these photonic crystals, which will allow the possibility of verification.
Okay, well now sort of extrapolate far into the future, assuming you've, you know, tested this with neutrons and with, I don't know, increasingly large particles. I mean, someday can you imagine a huge, gigantic laser beam and a person could somehow, ride on a stream of light back into the past or forward into the future?
One can imagine is that suppose you had a large enough circulating laser beam that was intense enough, then a person that was in the region, they didn't want to come close, they don't want to touch the edges of the laser beam, they would get vaporized. But if they're anywhere within that region, the space will become twisted and time will become twisted, and they should be able to go back into the past. They should be able to ride space and move back into the past.
Could you go much further back? I mean, for instance, how could you manage to go back to a time before this device existed? And could you go back to the 16th century, the 15th century?
Not in the way in which this, unless some other advanced civilization had already produced one of these devices centuries ago, and we encounter that, you would not be able to go back beyond the time that the machine was turned on. And as a matter of fact, that answers one of the objections that sometimes people have raised, which is, why haven't we seen time travelers already? And that is that the first time machine hasn't been built. So, for example, suppose that we built our first time machine today and we left it turned on for 100 years. A person 100 years from now in the 22nd century could come back to our time, but they couldn't come back to the period earlier than the time that the machine was turned on.
But do you mean once if we turned this on, we might suddenly start receiving visitors from the future who would be coming back to here? Wow.
Exactly. Exactly. That could be a real possibility.
That's just mind-blowing. So is this the kind of thing you think about? I mean, do you ever sort of sit around and just dream and imagine what kind of visitors we'd get?
Well, the thing is that I wonder what our future would hold for us, because I would like to think that what we would get visitors that would come back and tell us how to do things right in our time. But it is an interesting thing. I mean, my original intent, of course, for this machine was a little bit more personal, so it doesn't quite do what I would have wanted to do. I was motivated originally, my interest in time travel, by the death of my father when I was 10 years old. He died of a heart attack, and I think I could have become a depressed little kid because I loved him very deeply. But at that time, I loved science fiction, and I read H.G. Wells' book, The Time Machine. And that actually became my inspiration, my holy grail, was my notion was that what if I could build a time machine and go back and tell my father what he needed to do to live, that I might save his life. So for me, the whole purpose of being interested in time travel was that personal interest of trying to save my father's life. But with this type of machine, of course, I wouldn't be able to do that.
So you didn't figure out a way to make a time machine that would let you do what you'd originally wanted, to go back and see your father again. Do you think there is any possible way that could be done? I mean, using physics, or is that just that's impossible?
Well, the thing is that I believe in human ingenuity, and I believe that the limitations of this particular type of device, I don't see easily how that can be overcome, but it may perhaps be overcome. And the other thing is I know it sounded as though it's even more science fiction, but remember I mentioned the fact that if there was another advanced civilization somewhere else that had developed time travel long before, our civilization even was crawling out of the caves, once we have space flight and once we're able to travel to distant planetary systems on other worlds, I believe that we will encounter civilizations that have had these advanced techniques available. If they had already produced the machine, imagine now that there was some advanced civilization that we encountered that had produced time travel, let's say, a million years ago. I mean, they were just that far ahead of us in their evolution. Then we could use their machine to go back to any particular time in our past. So it's possible if that happens. But, you know, that's one of those things that, you know, first you would have to find an advanced civilization and assume that they had developed time travel that distant past. But that could occur. As you can tell, I'm a fan of Star Trek and then some of their scenarios, that sort of thing does happen.
Well, so I guess what you have to do is build your time machine, take yourself in it far enough into the future that we might by then, through, you know, several more hundred years of space travel, found that advanced civilization. And then you can use their time machine to go back into our own past.
I love it. That's a great story. And yes, that would be the sort of thing that I would hope for.
Ronald Mallette is a physicist at the University of Connecticut. He spoke with Anne Strangechamps.